Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast. We see how long we can hang on, and then I give you my unbiased opinion, my first impression. Today, we're listening to Against All Odds. Now, odds is ODZ, and here's their description. Listen in on face-to-face conversations with people just like you and I that have overcome adversity. Take inspiration and learning as they tell you how they battled against the odds and were victorious. Now, the author is Odell Harris. The website is Against All Odds, and again, odds is ODZ, .libsyn.com/website. And this is a little bonus content. Right now, you are in iTunes, or excuse me, Apple Podcasts. If you go into Libsyn, which is who they're hosting through, go into settings, edit show settings, you can put the link to your show in iTunes in that particular page, and that'll put a button on your website. And so we're going to listen to episode number 15, which is him introducing or interviewing his mom right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Here we go with episode number 175 of the Podcast Rodeo Show. Yeah, that's really soft.
I didn't find out for some time later that he actually chased us with a double barrel shotgun that was loaded. He got to a point where he wouldn't have known which way I went, so he gave up at that stage.
Wow.
And I'm really thankful that he did, because I'd hate to think what would have happened to us.
Wow.
Was he that sort of guy that you think something may have happened?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Wow.
You're listening to Against All Odds, my face-to-face conversations with everyday people who inspire. Welcome to the show. My name is Odell Odds Harris, and I'm privileged today to have a special, very special guest on, my mum.
Nice.
G'day, son. How are you going?
I'm good.
So my name's Barb Stott Harris. Odell's wanted to get me on this show for about a year and a half, but I've actually been avoiding it because I felt like I didn't really have anything much to say. But now that with all the stuff that's going on with abuse that's coming to the surface with women around the world, I just thought maybe it's a good time to share my story.
And hopefully help someone.
Yep.
I think you've really, really changed in the last probably 5 years and become a happier person. So I thought we'd talk about that, Ma.
Yep.
You happy with that?
Yep, sure.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Well, if we start from the beginning, like from when I was 7 and a half, my family immigrated to Australia. I was a 10-pound POM. My father was in the army before that. He served in the war.
And this almost blew it here because the intro was great. The sound clip that you pulled there was like, wait, what? The guy's chasing her around with a shotgun. That was cool. Your intro music is a little low, but again, you're really early into this. But the other thing is that you did here is it was awkward, that transition. You're like, what I'd really like to talk about is you seem happier now. So go, I think is almost how you said it, to which she then went back to like, well, when I was 7, and you're like, there needs to be a little more direction there because you didn't ask her. So I don't know. It just seemed odd that the answer to this question is when I was 7. So I don't know if she's going back to where she was really sad or what, but that just seemed awkward. Like, hey, talk about when you're happy, go. So not a great opening question, but I love the fact that you interviewed your mom. And this is where it's always like, I always say, it depends on your audience. So here, that just tugs at my heart. I'm a big mama's boy, so understand that. And you will be very glad you did that in years to come. So the audio quality wasn't bad. A couple other, like I said, just little itty bitty things here. You're going to have issues with odds, ODZ. Now I get it because that's your name, but you're going to have to tell people that because everybody else is going to put ODDS. So you're going to have to, you will hate yourself probably later because you will have to spell that over and over and over. I once had podcast fast pass, and I had to say podcast fast pass and over enunciate. Otherwise, people just kept getting lost. So, at any rate, I thought the show was okay. I would add up again. I would put the links on your website. So if you're on any other directories like Stitcher or TuneIn or Spotify, all these places you can use Libsyn to syndicate to, along with many others. But you can actually put those buttons on your website. But first impression, not bad. And that was a great clip. The clip there is what made that. When I was like, wait, I want to hear about somebody getting chased around with a shotgun. So you can, again, find the website for this is out at againstallodds.libsyn.com/website. So you might want to check out and see if you can't get againstallodds.com or in your case, .co.uk or .au, something like that, because that just doesn't scream confidence to me. And plus, it's just twice as long to type and people will have a problem with that. So that's it, though. So if you'd like to have your show right here getting a little more exposure, as well as you get my first impression, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. You'll see a banner there, and there is no upsell. It is $5. Now, if you want a full review, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the button for the podcast review show. That's where myself and my radio veteran co-host, Eric K. Johnson, we go over your podcast from head to toe, not just the content. We also look at your website. We look at your audio quality. We really go super deep into your show. Again, that's at podcastreviewshow.com. If you don't have a show and you want to start a podcast, come visit me over at schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let me remind you that you always want to enjoy your ride. Take care.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.